Right now, it's time to take five for your community, and this morning I am very happy to be joined by Lawrence County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Rachel Hipscher. Rachel, first of all, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on this cold and kind of snowy day. The big blizzard didn't come last night, but...
Yeah, we will make it through, Rachel. We are tough about that way. Thank you for joining us this morning. Before we get to some events coming up, of course, next week, the Capital Classic, we'll touch on that here in a second, Rachel. But if you would, the Chamber had their annual dinner about a week or so ago, and it seemed to go off really nicely.
It did. We had it at the VFW, and it was catered by Kay Holscher. We honored Charlie Gillespie as our Chamber's award of recognition. Our president, Patty Ash, kind of recapped the year with our new members and ribbon cuttings that we had, and it really was just a nice event.
Very nice event, very nice year in Lawrence County. And it's not over yet, Rachel, because, of course, next week is Thanksgiving, and then after that, it's the annual tradition, the Thanksgiving weekend. It is the Basketball Capital Classic coming to both Lawrenceville and Red Hill High Schools.
Yes, and can you believe this is the 30th year for this?
Wow.
And we are so lucky and blessed to have Roger Cool, who was there the 30 years ago starting this Capital Classic, and then the following year when Red Hill joined, Terry Andrews. So we have both of those still on our committee, still very dedicated to the Classic, and, I mean, they are the reason why we're celebrating 30 years.
It is. It's amazing. And we don't see the work that goes into it, Rachel. I mean, we know you guys get some good basketball teams in town for the tournament, but we don't see all the other stuff going on behind the scenes.
Oh, my goodness. It is probably the event that has the most moving pieces in it that the Chamber does. So we take care of the teams while they're here, including our own two, Lawrenceville and Red Hill. But we have eight teams that participate in the tournament over the two-day weekend, and games start early Friday and go all the way into the evening Friday night, and then same thing on Saturday. Our championship games will be at Lawrenceville this year, so we rotate back and forth between Lawrenceville and Red Hill, the championship games, and this year's at Lawrenceville. So, you know, we're really excited. 30 years is something to be to toot your horn about, and we could not pull this off without our committee, particularly Terry Andrews, Roger Cool, Kurt Benson, and Matt Pargin. And there are wonderful sponsors. This event has a ton of sponsors because it takes a lot to put this on, and we're thankful. Admission to get in to the two-day tournament and all-access wristband is $15. That'll get you in any game at either site both days. That's the deal if you're planning on coming to several games. Otherwise, individual tickets are $5 each, and that it's a session. So it's either a morning session or an evening session. They're $5 each.
It is a very nicely done tournament. Some great basketball coming to Lawrence County. Again, that's coming up Thanksgiving weekend next weekend. All right, Rachel, also next weekend, it is going to be the start of the shopping season for the holiday, and that includes Small Business Saturday. And obviously, if you go to the Facebook page for the Lawrence County Chamber of Commerce, that it says right there, shop local. You guys hit that all year round, but of course, this is the time of year where we really want to hit the shop local message. And if you would, Rachel, just explain to us, you know, it sounds like a nice motto, but explain to us why it is so important that we do shop local.
Oh my goodness, it's to keep our businesses' doors open. You know, we're talking about sponsorship for the Basketball Capital Classic. These small businesses are what sponsor our little league teams, our softball teams. They buy into our fundraisers when we have them. They're the ones that really support our town, our community, our county, and we need to give thanks back and shop locally. We need our sales tax to stay here. We need to buy our gas here.
And what's amazing, Rachel, is you're gonna miss out on something if you don't shop locally. I've always found.
Absolutely, we have got really great stores here in Lawrence County and wonderful restaurants. So, you know, remember to stop in there first. Shop Lawrence County first. You'll be surprised at what you're missing out on if you don't.
Okay, very well said. Rachel, real quick, again, can we get the information if somebody's interested in tickets for the Capital Classic especially the wristbands in advance, they can get a hold of you where?
Absolutely. At the Chamber of Commerce, we're located on 12th Street across from the library, and we are selling those only at the Chamber, and they're $15 each. If you have any questions, give us a call at the Lawrence County Chamber at 943-3516.
There you go. She is the Executive Director for the Lawrence County Chamber of Commerce, Rachel Hipscher. Rachel, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.